Okay, but let's close, everybody. This is our last stop. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Now, you are within sight of the Tower of London, which you can see across the road with the wind vanes, the royal wind vanes, on the top of the oldest square tower right in the middle of what is basically the castle. It's still a royal palace, hence the wind vanes there. And that oldest tower goes back to 1078, to the reign of William the Conqueror, who, as some of you know, was only nicknamed Conqueror in France and was nicknamed Bastard in England. So that was built by William the Bastard, of stone, notice, though most things were built of wood, so that upset us. And in fact, he built it to keep us in and to keep us out. So the first escape was from that tower as well. Much has been said about the tower, and it has a very macabre history, of course, because people like to go to the tower and see the execution site. If you need to know where it is, it's where the trees are inside the tower there. But it was, ladies and gentlemen, a privilege to be executed inside the tower, and the privilege was usually only given to women. Men were executed in public outside the tower, just here to your left-hand side, behind these chains. So this little memorable garden here recalls those who died. The first one, in 1381, Simon Sudbury, an Archbishop of Canterbury. In that year, quite frankly, the peasants were revolting, and they dragged Simon Sudbury out from the Tower of London. They brought him up here, they put his head on a piece of wood, and it took 8 hits of the axe to take his head off, to put it bluntly. He ended up with several chips on his shoulder, as you can imagine. Exactly, there we have the action. And in fact, the axe execution was always a bit of a hit and miss affair. And indeed, there was one person alive after over 20 hits of the axe here, believe it or not. Which, of course, was spectacular entertainment for people, as you can imagine. Because all these executions, as well as being an exercise of state power, were also entertainment for the masses. Hangings particularly, of course. And 60,000 people at least were hanged at the main site, Tyburn, where in the 18th century people were given a choice of being hanged or sent to Australia, and chose to be hanged rather than go to Australia. Which was a big mistake, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Because Australia is one of the best countries in the world, isn't it? Exactly. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you don't have to go, therefore, to the tower to see the execution site. You can just go here. And those of you who are Roman Catholic will want to go here, because this is where Thomas More was executed after being tried for treason for not accepting King Henry VIII as head of the Church of England. His friend John Fisher was also beheaded here, by the way, and Fisher's head was put on the south side of London Bridge, famous, of course, for its heads on spikes. And you'd leave them there as long as possible. You put tar on them to make them last longer, and salt on the eyes so that the birds wouldn't peck out the eyes. But Fisher, in the end, to get the better of Henry VIII, because by tradition, he got younger day by day. And of course, Henry VIII got very upset by that, because he thought it might be a source of riot against him, so he had the head removed. Much more wholesomely, the crown jewels, of course, are in the Tower of London as well, and that's the other major attraction. So come back tomorrow, perhaps, or another day to see the Tower of London. But from here, if you're leaving, there are various ways to go.